Hey, Sarah, we got disconnected. I was just about to call you.
Okay, I have my Medicaid number.
Yep, 1 second. Did you buy something right with me?
What was that?
Did you grab something to write with? Miss Sarah, are you on a cell phone? Coming in and out. Sounds choppy.
I know.
Hello?
The phone is really choppy. I'm not sure why.
Miss Sarah?
Yes?
Miss Sarah? If we get disconnected, I'll call you back, okay?
Okay.
No worries. 1 second.
Actually, can I call you back in about 30 minutes when I get home so my phone won't be so choppy?
I got you now. 1 second. Let me just get the information so we can submit the referral, okay? All right, I'm ready for that number.
267.
67. 38. 671738.
267. 177. 38.
All right, so that's 267-17-738, correct?
Yes.
All right, now I just need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I've got a piece of paper. Let me get it unfolded real quick.
Yeah, take your time. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so the name of the agency that's going to further assist you along and hire Mr. Charles is called Deluxe Home Care. Deluxe.
Can you spell that for me?
Absolutely. It's D-E-L-U-X-E. That's Deluxe Home Care. And the agency's number is 267-551. I'm sorry. Wait. I was giving you my personal number. It's 314-501-2508, Miss Sarah. 314-501-2508.
Okay.
All right. Now, what we need to do is call seniors and disabilities to let them know that you need an agency model change. That means you want to go from the in-home program to the CDS program so we can get Charles hired on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
You also want to assign the agency, which is going to be Deluxe Home Care. So I'm going to prep you for the call, okay?
Okay, I've already talked to them and told them that I was wanting to switch to CDS, and they just told me to Google some companies and call around,
right?
And then when I had picked one, to call back.
Right, so that's what we're going to do. You're going to let them know. Are you currently working with a service coordinator, or did you do it through the service line?
Through the service line.
All right, so we're going to call the service line again, let them know that you have chosen a provider to work through and you want to assign them.
Okay.
All right, so you're going to do two things today. We're assigning the agency and confirming that you want an agency model change so they can know exactly what you want.
Okay, I do have one quick question. How much will Charles be making an hour?
How many hours have you been approved for? Because it's going to change once we
get three. I get 3.5 hours 5 days a week.
Should we submit in a request for more time for you? Is that enough time, or do you want me to request more time?
We can request more time.
Okay. I'm going to go over your care plan. You're going to tell me where do you need an increase. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
They're going to increase it by 15 minutes per task. So let me open up your care plan. I can tell you where there's wiggle room. And you in Cedar County?
Yeah,
I can start them. I can start them at $13.75 an hour.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
And this is paid direct deposit?
Yeah, they do direct deposit. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then, how often does he get a raise?
Every week he gets paid. And if you go over 40 hours, he gets time and a half.
Okay, but my question was, how often does he get a raise, like more an hour? Is
I
it like
believe
once a year?
within 6 months, I think. But the coordinator that's going to send him the hiring application, they can further discuss that because I don't know the benefits. All right, so that DCN number is 267-17738. 1 second while I pull you up, Michelle.
Okay.
All right, so you're with Premier Home Care right now, and you have what's called the in-home, so we're going to be switching that around. You have 330 units. I'm going to tell you what that means, all right? So for toileting, they gave you 10 minutes every day. Don't you feel like you could use more time on that? Because I'm going
to
tell you how you're going
to
increase.
Yes, that needs to be more time because I can't use the toilet in my house.
Okay.
I use a potty chair,
Sarah?
And that has to be cleaned.
Sarah, I'm going to tell you what you have wiggle room for. When we call the state, that's who you're going to go into details explaining why you need more time. I'm going to tell you what you need, what you can get more time on, but you're going to explain in details when the state calls you why you need more time, all right? So I want you to write stuff down. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
So you got wiggle room in toileting, okay, because they only gave you 10 minutes. So for perfect example, remember when you just said, I have a porta potty and it has to be clean? Well, they're going to have to increase that for you because 10 minutes is not enough time to do all of that, okay? So you have wiggle room with that. So put toileting, you need more time.
Okay.
They gave you 15 minutes for mobility, transferring, and positioning. You could use more time on that, right?
Yes.
Tell them you need more time for transferring, mobility. If they ask you why, tell them, what's your conditions, Ms. Sarah?
I'm an amputee.
Oh, yep. Tell them exactly that. I'm an amputee. It's requiring me more than 15 minutes to transfer, position, and or mobilize myself from one place to the next. The next one you have, wiggle room is in trash. They only gave you 5 minutes. Twice a week. Tell them you take out garbage every day.
Okay.
So like that, they could increase it to 5 days, and right there you're getting 15, 30, 45 minutes extra. It says making your bed and changing your linens, they only gave 10 minutes. So tell them that it's taking longer to make your bed, obviously, right? Because you have accidents, right?
This call is being recorded.
Tell them that you're having accidents, more frequent accidents. So because of the accidents, you're requiring more time. I'm going to call you right back, okay? 1 second, please hold.